Region Valley All-Conference teams have been recognized this week, including the boys' track team. Today, a look at how that went this year as far as the running was concerned. Kickable Lafarge had a great year. They won the conference title. North Crawford was second in boys, Ithaca Weston third, followed by Seneca, DeSoto, and Waseca Steuben. First-team All-Conference members include, from Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Ethan Burkram, Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia Boland, and Braden Burns. From DeSoto, Keegan Colden. From Kickable Lafarge, seniors Adric Eggy, Arlen Walter, Jeff Olson, and Malachi McCauley. Juniors Lane Miller and Dylan Hemmersbach. Senior Will Wirtz. And freshman Theo Parr. From North Crawford, Gavin Tamling. Seneca's Aiden Payne and Grant Syme. Also Jonathan Maverick Boulette and Gavin Wilkins, along with Scott Brown. The second-team All-Conference boys runners and tracksters include Ithaca Weston's Peyton Brown and Deacon McDonough. From Kickable Lafarge, Landon Turgeson, Braden Turgeson, Logan Stewart, and North Crawford's A.J. Anderson, Francesco Petrelli, Logan Hagen, Peter Molnar, Sam Noble, and Riley Bromland. The honorable mention team includes DeSoto's Adam Venner and Logan Brudos, Matthew Olin-Iron, Riley Frederick, Bennett Coder, North Crawford's Aaron Maley and John Powell. From Seneca, Scott Brown and Reed Heyman. And from Waseca Steuben, Julius Cooley. The sportsmanship team, Logan Brudos, DeSoto, Connor Montez, Ithaca Weston, Matthew Olin-Iron of Kickable Lafarge, Sam Noble, North Crawford, Jonathan Maverick Bouliet of Seneca, and Richard Bryant, Waseca Steuben. Special awards were given out as well on the postseason. The runner of the year, there was a tie. Adric Eggy of Kickable Lafarge and Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston. Clayton just capped off a phenomenal high school career, a record setter, and of course a state runner. Field event athlete of the year was Gavin Tamling of North Crawford and Adric Eggy of Kickable Lafarge, also recognized for the field events. Jeremy Lee of Kickable Lafarge was named the boys' track coach of the year for the Region Valley. Champions were crowned at the state baseball tournament yesterday at Fox City Stadium. Division 4 was won by Columbus Catholic, 8-4 over Potosi Cassville. Dodgeville just missed a state championship. Cedar Grove was a winner, 13-9 over the Dodgers for the Division 3 title. Division 2 won by Pewaukee, 5-4 over Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. And Division 1 won by Kaukauna, 11-5 over Madison Memorial. The WIA State Girls Soccer Tournament continued yesterday in Division 2. It was Brookfield Central with a 1-0 overtime win over Holman, and Wauwatosa East edged DeForest 1-0. In Division 1, yesterday, semifinal action, Divine Savior Holy Angels 3-0 over Kimberly, and Muskego beat Oregon 2-1. Action continues at the State Girls Soccer Tournament today, with contests beginning this morning in Division 4 and this afternoon in Division 3. Bear Valley co-ed softball last night. 6:30 game. The Buffaloes outlasted the Parents Accidents 13-12 in extra innings. In one of the most exciting games of the season, Brandon Maloney powered the Buffaloes with 2 solo home runs, while Jordan Slaney and Ethan Hafner each added a home run and 3 RBIs. Lexi Rue crossed the plate twice for the Buffaloes. Parents Accidents led by Chase Gilbertson, who blasted the team's only home run, scored twice, and drove in 5 RBIs, while Griffin Sprecher added 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. The Buffaloes improved to 3-1. The Parents Accidents team fell to 1-4. 7:30 game. Clary Memorial Funeral Home defeated Free Agents 9-2. Clary was led by Austin Clary and Travis Lewis, who each scored 2 runs, while Bailey Miller drove in 2 RBIs. Free Agents got both of their runs in the 5th inning as Dominic Smith and Shaylee Thompson scored on a single by Sabrina Fargen, who also impressed in her debut in left field after moving from second base, making 2 outstanding catches defensively. With the win, Clary Military Memorial Funeral Home improves to 3-1, while free agents fell to 1-3. In the 8:30 game, Wallace Electric rolled past New York Life 16-0 in a 4-inning run rule victory. Every Wallace Electric player crossed the plate at least once, led by Jake Morris, who homered and scored twice. New York Life's brightest moment came in the 3rd inning when Sadie Esser ripped a triple. With the win, Wallace Electric improves to 3-1, while New York Life falls off to 1-4. Night League home talent baseball games last night. Reedsburg got the win 9-0 over Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells 7-4 over Mazamani. Arena edged Dodgeville 5-2. Middleton 6-3, getting the win against Black Earth. It was Lodi over Rio 13-6. And Ashton edged Monona McFarland, final score of 4-3. Blanchardville 9-8 over Evansville. Home talent baseball this weekend. WRCO Sports will be on hand on Sunday as Arena hosts Schulzberg-Benton. That's a 1 o'clock game time. Pre-game time 12:45 Sunday on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Travis Bazzana hit a go-ahead solo home run in the 7th inning. Parker Messick pitched 6 effective innings, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Brewers yesterday 4-2. David Fry and Kyle Manzardo also homered for the Guardians, who lost the first 2 games of the series. The Brewers move on to Atlanta for a game coming up tonight, and the Miz will be on the mound. Other games, interleague action, Kansas City 14-6 over the Cardinals. National League, Mets 6-4 over Philadelphia. San Francisco got rained out in Atlanta last night. From the American League, Toronto 4, Boston 3, Minnesota 9-3 over Texas. Seattle beat Baltimore 3-0, White Sox 5, Yankees 1, and the Athletics 5-0 over the Angels. From the WNBA, Atlanta 108, Indiana 101.